Am I allowed to say balls to the wall?
Welcome to the final of the Locked On Raptors Trivia Tournament, episode number 582 of Locked On Raptors. I'm your host, Sean Woodley of RaptorsHQ.com. You, of course, can find me on Twitter, as always, at WoodleySean. Find the show at Locked On Raptors. We can find links to every single episode of the podcast. And, of course, please make sure you're checking out the Locked On Podcast Network. We have team-focused shows for all 30 NBA teams, a whole bunch of NHL teams, a whole whack of baseball teams. All the NFL teams are covered, too. If you're a fantasy basketball fan, Josh Lloyd has the Locked On Fantasy Basketball podcast for you to get ready for your drafts. I'm assuming many drafts going on this week with the season starting a week from tonight. So make sure you're getting your dose of whatever you want on the Locked On Podcast Network. It is great, and we have something for everybody, so make sure you're checking it out. Welcome to the few people who are watching on Twitter right now on the Locked On Raptors page. We are live streaming this very special episode of Locked On Raptors. Hopefully the audio comes through for everybody, but if not, you know, you can listen to it afterwards. This is the final of the Locked On Raptors Trivia Tournament. As I mentioned off the top, we've gone from 32 all the way down to a field of 2, and it's all the marbles are up for grabs here. Nothing else is up for grabs because I haven't really come up with what they're going to win if they win it, but bragging rights, I'm sure, are just as valuable as money or other prizes. So let's get to it with the contestants. First up is the number 2 seed out of the Bargs region, who defeated Josh Lewenberg, I believe, in the semifinal to get into the final in an episode that was sort of lost and I had to narrate like a weirdo. It is Dan Grant. Dan, how are you?
Doing very well, thank you. I hope you're going to sing to us like the end of Miss America, if whoever wins.
I can sing if you want. I don't know.
I do, I just said.
What would you like me to sing? Is there like a Raptors themed thing you'd like me to sing you? Off the dome, sure. When we get to the point where you decide what you want me to sing? How's this going to work?
I don't know, maybe a little Cardinal Official.
Oh God. Maybe not. we'll cross that bridge if we come to it. Maybe Vivek will have a better suggestion for what he wants to have be my song that I sing. Speaking of Vivek, it's our pal. It's our weekly guest. It is the number 3 seed in the Mike James region. It's Vivek Jacob. Vivek, how are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm watching some playoff baseball, and the Yankees are losing, so it is all good.
I find that all of the baseball teams right now are deeply unlikable. I can't really get on board with any of them. I'm glad the Rays...
Honestly, I'm...
What's up?
Kind of rooting for the Nationals. I like Scherzer and Strasburg as a duo, so
yeah.
I like that Anthony Rendon hates baseball. He's just gonna get a $200 million contract and then retire. So
I mean, great. Good on you. I support it. But we're not here to talk about baseball. We're here to talk about inane Raptors trivia. And I'm very excited. You guys have been dominating this tournament all the way through. Neither of you really had a hiccup all that much on the way through to the final. Vivek, you beat John Chick in the last round. Dan, of course, you beat Josh Lewenberg. Vivek beat Russell Peddle in the quarterfinals. Dan was already in the quarterfinals when we decided to come back into this thing after a year of a layoff. And I forgot what he did before that. Did you beat Justin Rowan or something easy like that?
I did, but it was close. He almost came back and beat me, and it was really, really glorious when I crushed him.
I'm looking at the score here. You beat Justin Rowan 7-6 in your quarterfinal matchup back in, like, June of last year. So it was a long layoff for you, but you picked up where you left off with your beating down of Josh Lewenberg, who really stood no chance against you. And here we are with you guys in the final. It's very exciting. So just to go through the rules for people who have not seen this before, there are 11 questions in today's round. There are 2 battle rounds, which are the questions with multiple answers available per question, with 3 strikes on hand for each of them. This is a little bit more to sort of explain with some of these questions as I go through, so I'll explain as I go. If you think you have the correct answer for a question, buzz in saying your first name, and we'll get to you. If you get it incorrect, the other person can steal. There are some questions where there's bonus points available only if you get the first part of the question correct, and I'll explain that as we go through as well. Are you guys all clear? Do you have any questions before we start?
No, let's go.
Okay.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, so the championship grand final, or whatever we're calling this, of the Locked On Raptors trivia tournament begins with question number one, and it is this. Solomon Alabi is one of two players to wear which number in franchise history? For 1 point, correctly identify the number, and for a bonus point, if you get it correct, who is the other player to wear that number? Solomon Alabi. I told you guys coming in this was going to be mean.
Someone? No idea.
All right. Anyone going to buzz in? No?
I mean, Dan.
Dan. Okay. What do you got?
50.
50 is the correct answer. Was that a shot in the dark guess?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, 50 is the correct answer. You can name the other player to wear that number if you'd like to get a bonus point.
50. I will say 50. Chris Humphreys.
Chris Humphreys is incorrect. I believe he wore 48 or some weird 40s number. The correct response you were looking for was, of course, Tyler Hansbrough, Psycho T.
Oh, Psycho T, of course.
So we go to question
number... I can't believe I got that right.
Pretty stunned you got that right. A little concerned, and I mean, I guess it's just a luck of the draw thing. What compelled you to say 50?
I thought, well, because I was going to give up, and then you were like, someone just buzzed in, and I was like, I'll guess, and then he's a big guy, and I just thought I'd guess right in the middle.
Well, you guessed the one of 100 available answers. Congratulations. I guess 101 if we're counting double zero.
I think Konate is wearing 50 this season too, right?
Is he really?
I think so.
Okay, he hasn't played Sagaba Konate. He will probably not play in an NBA game this year. I would be shocked. But that's cool. Anyway, we go to the second question with the score 1-0 for Dan. And the second question sounds like this. Which of the eight players selected by the Toronto Raptors in the first round of the draft since 2010 has the highest career value over replacement player total?
Sorry, could you repeat the question? It kind of cut out for me.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, me too. Sorry.
Which of the eight players selected by the Raptors in the first round since 2010 has the highest career value over replacement player total? Highest VOR...
Dan.
Terrence Ross, regrettably, is incorrect. Vivek, we go over to you.
Since 2010.
Yes. This decade.
And drafted by the Raptors. I would lean... towards Jonas Valanciunas?
Jonas Valanciunas is incorrect. He's number two on the list with 6.1 career VORP. Number one is Ed Davis with 9.5 career value over replacement players, or however we're calling that, VORSP or whatever. But yeah, Ed Davis is the correct answer. Neither of you will score there, unfortunately. And we will go to question number three. With the score 1-0 for Dan. This one's a little different. So you're each going to receive a question three. There's a series of three responses you have to give. And how this is going to work is it's basically I'm taking the entire list of Raptors franchise history for a bunch of different numbers. And you're going to have to guess where each of those, where the player that is being referred to in the question fits in Raptors history in that stat. Essentially, and the person who has the lowest number of combined numbers away from that guess or the correct answer is going to be the winner after three questions. Does that make any sense? It doesn't even make sense the way I just described it.
No.
Okay.
I think I understand. So, like, if you like said like the top point scorer of all time, and we guessed fourth, we'd be like three away, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. If I said DeMar DeRozan, where does he rank in scoring? You guessed eighth, you would pick up 8 points or whatever, 8 points of being wrong. And whoever has the fewest wrong points is gonna win this question.
You want the least points.
Exactly. So
gotcha.
Yeah, we'll do it like this. Dan, we'll start with you. You seem to understand it a little better, so we'll start with you, and then Vivek, you can chime in with your answer. You're gonna get three questions here, Dan, and just need a number of where this guy ranks. Sound good?
Okay.
Yeah, I understand what we're doing.
Okay.
I just don't understand why you're doing
it. I don't care for it.
I love minutia and being tedious. It's the best. Yeah. All right. So, and 2 points is going to be given to the person who is the fewest number of total spots away from the three correct responses. So 2 points up for grabs here. Dan, first one for you. Where does Pascal Siakam's 216 games played rank in franchise history in games played?
Let's say 17th.
So you said 17th. The correct answer is 18th, so you are only one off there. Congratulations, you're off to a good start. The second one for you. Sean Marion averaged 14.3 points per game as a Raptor. Where does that per night average rank among all players in team history?
Sean Marion.
Your favorite.
Say, I know. Is that what you picked him for me? I'll say 14 points. Ah, shoot. Okay, I'll just say 20. No, it'll be higher than that. Let's say 11th.
Said 11th. The correct answer is 13th, so you pick up 2 extra points there. You're sitting on a total of 3 right now, doing pretty well as you go into the final question here. This one's a little tougher. In one season with the team, Mike James played 2,925 minutes. Where does he rank on the team's all-time list of total minutes played after that one season?
Total minutes?
Yes.
Like total career minutes?
Total career minutes played with the team.
Okay.
2,925 is his number, which is a fuck ton of minutes.
Yeah, it is. Let's say 32nd.
You said 32nd. The correct answer is 47th. So you will accrue 15 points there. You're sitting at 18 after your 3 responses, so that is the number for you to beat, Vivek. You have to be within 18 spots of all these guesses. Does that sound good to you? Vivek, are you there?
Yep.
Okay. You sound very, very displeased. All right, here we go. Question number 1 for you, Vivek. With 1,311 total rebounds, where does Patrick Patterson rank on the all-time total rebounds list for the Raptors?
I'm going to guess like 14th.
Ooh, very close. The correct answer is 13th. So you again, like Dan, pick up just 1 point in your first guess. Second question here. DeMar DeRozan's 325 career 3-point makes with the Raptors ranks where in team history?
That's a good one.
I mean, I assume he still was with the team long enough to make a decent amount. How many did you say he made?
325 career makes.
Not bad.
So like a Steph Curry season.
Yeah. I'll say I'm gonna say 13th on this one.
You said 13th.
I'm gonna slowly move up the ladder.
This close. It's close. He's actually 11th. So you pick up 2 points there, and you are in the exact same place that Dan was through 2 questions, with 3 wrong points.
That is kind of sad for the Raptors. He is almost in the top 10.
Yeah, he was only 17 back of Anthony Parker, who played 7 fewer seasons than him.
One more season and DeMar would have done it. But one more season and the Raptors wouldn't have a championship.
Maybe he would have done it? I don't know. How many did he hit last year for the Spurs? I don't think he hit many. I think he kind of
be more than 17.
I think he scaled it back last year. DeMar DeRozan last year for the Spurs hit. At the risk,
I would
of,
venture to say he pretty much made about one a game with the Raptors that last season.
He did. He made 89 in his last year with the team. He made 7 with the Spurs last season.
7.
7 of 45.
Wow.
Yeah. So he would not have caught whoever he's chasing with that total, Anthony Parker with that total.
Different system.
Yeah, totally, for sure. He is, however, one spot ahead of Donyell Marshall, which is crazy. Anyway, let's carry on to the final of the three questions for Vivek. You're at 3 points right now. 18 is a number to beat. Here it is. Leandro Barbosa is the only person to have played exactly 100 games as a Toronto Raptor. Where does he rank out of the 228 players to wear the uniform in games played for the team?
He's the only one to play 100.
Exactly 100.
228 players. Damn. I am so scared.
Gotta be within 15.
And where would 100 games rank? Man. I'll say like 60th.
You said 60th? Yeah. He is 63rd in team history.
No way!
Yeah. Wow. He is 63rd, so that gives you a total of 6 wrong points, or whatever the hell we're calling these. To give you the victory in this little part of the game, you get 2 points, Vivek. Congrats on that. Some clutch guessing there. Shouts to Leandro Barbosa. Shouts to the Raptors only having 63 players who have played more than 100 games. That's very sad. We go on to question number 4. Here it is. Against what team did the Raptors set a franchise record with a 44-point margin of victory in the regular season?
Dan. The Atlanta Hawks
on December 3rd, 2016 is the correct answer. You pick up the point. We are now tied at 2s. I'm not going to linger too much on that one to move this thing on a little bit better. 2-2 going into the first of 2 battle rounds. Are you guys ready?
So this is it? It's just the 2 battle rounds and then we're done?
No, there's other questions in between battle round 1 and battle round 2. All right.
Round number 1. Here we go.
All right. So, again, multiple answers to the question. Because you guys are currently tied, I'm going to flip something. I'm thinking of a number between
Started the last one with Dan.
Oh, that's fair. Okay. Vivek, you can go first on this one. That's fair. Way to call your own fouls. All right. So we're good to go then. So I'll ask the question. There are a total of 12 available responses for this answer, or this question. So 12 points up for grabs here. 2-2 is the score. Vivek, you will go first. Here's the question. This is a throwback. We're playing a game of that random Raptors game, and it is for April 6th, 2010. Chris Bosh's final game as a Toronto Raptor before leaving to join the Heat. He missed the last few with injury. Toronto played the Cavs and lost 113-101, with their playoff hopes taking a big hit in the process. They'd eventually miss by one game, finishing 40-42. 12 players hit the floor on April 6, 2010 for the Raptors. Who were those 12 players? Vivek, we'll start with you.
You said Chris.
I don't
know. This was Chris Bosh's final season.
Who knows what I said?
I hate you so much right now.
April 6, 2010.
I will say Andrea Bargnani
is correct. He played 35 minutes, had 11 points on 5 of 14 shooting, and was a minus 23. So you get that point. Dan, it's back over to you.
I'll take Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh is correct. That was the easy one I left out there for you guys. Vivek chose not to take it. That's fine. Back over to you, Vivek.
I thought it was like some weird trick where like...
I maybe sort of wrote it thinking it might be a weird trick, but it's not really for the purposes of this game. He only played 2 minutes in the game. He had 2 points. I think he left with injury. So, bit of a trick, but for the purposes of this,
no, it is correct. No, because for some reason I was thinking about that game where they missed the playoffs, and then I was thinking, oh, maybe he sat the last game.
Right. No, so, this was a little bit before. I think there were like 5 games left in the season at this point. Yeah. Okay, so Vivek, it's back over to you.
Jose Calderon.
Jose Calderon is correct. He played 22 minutes, had 5 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Of course, 1 of 1 from downtown and 3 assists and was a -9. Dan, back over to you. It's currently 4-3 for Vivek.
DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan is correct. He came off the bench in his rookie season. He played 16 minutes, had 10 points on 4 of 4 shooting, 1 rebound, 1 steal, and a +12 for DeMar to lead the team. So it's 4-4. Back over to you, Vivek.
I will say Amir Johnson.
Amir Johnson is correct. Yeah, he came off the bench. He played 29 minutes, had 16 points on 7 of 8 shooting, 10 rebounds. You're telling me Amir Johnson was good in a basketball game? Stunning. That's a third point for you. Back over to you, Dan. It's a 5-4 overall.
Let's go with old CB4's best friend, Mr. Jarrett Jack.
Jarrett Jack, the recruiting tool that didn't work. Yes, that is correct. He played 26 minutes, 23 points, 7 of 12 shooting, 6 assists, 2 of 4 from downtown. Pretty good in this game, Jarrett Jack. Back over to you, Vivek. Yeah. It is 5-5.
I'm pretty confident he was already on the team. I'm going to say Sonny Weems.
Sonny Weems is correct. One of the young guns. He started...
Sonny Dreams.
33 minutes for Sonny Weems in this game. 10 points on 5 of 10 shooting, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and a -7. So it goes back over to you, Dan, with the score 6-5. No strikes on either end, and 5 available answers left.
Rasho
Nesterovic? Rasho Nesterovic is correct. He played 8 minutes off the bench, 2 points on 1 of 4 shooting, and a +5. So 4 answers remain, still no strikes. Vivek, it's back to you. The score is all tied up at 6.
Okay, let's see. I'm pretty sure Reggie Evans was on this team.
Ooh.
Reggie Evans is correct. He played 16 minutes, had 3 points, 7 rebounds, and was 1 of 2 from the field, +7 off the bench. The bench unit had a nice day in this one. So that is 9 responses now taken. 3 remain, no strikes on either side. And Dan, it'll go back to you with the score 7-6 overall.
Let's say... Marco Bellinelli.
Marco Bellinelli is correct. He played 3 minutes in this game. 0 points on 0 of 1 shooting. 0 of 1 from downtown. But he played, so you get the point. And you guys are absolutely killing it. You're making no mistake that you should be the 2 finalists in this tournament. It is 7-all. Vivek, back to you.
I'm gonna have to gamble here because I'm running out of answers, and I feel like this is sounding a lot like when all the international guys were still on, so I'm gonna say one of my personal favorites, and so this way it won't hurt as much if I'm wrong. Carlos Delfino
was not on this team. He was of course traded for Sonny Weems to the Milwaukee Bucks. So that is
a trade.
So that is incorrect. That's your first strike. Dan, you have a chance to take back the lead here. 2 answers remain on the board.
Ball. Hedo
Turkoglu is correct. God, he sucked. He played 29 minutes in this game, 10 points on 3 of 10 shooting, 5 assists, 3 rebounds, and a minus 20. This was mercifully near the end, very near the end of the Hedo era. There's one answer left on the board. Vivek, back to you. You can tie it up at 8 if you get it correct.
Okay. If Hedo was on the team, I'm pretty sure Antoine Wright was on the team.
Antoine Wright is correct. Mike, I don't think I've ever seen a game of that random Raptors game swept entirely, let alone with just one strike on the board. Antoine Wright played 20 minutes, had 9 points, 3 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from downtown, 1 assist, 1 rebound, and was a minus 20. Very.
I would not have got Antoine Wright.
Yeah, no, that's a good pull. It's a very 2010-ass Raptors game. Either way, we leave the first of two battle rounds with the score all tied up at 8, and we go on to question number 6. It is related to the game we just talked about. While there were two former Raptors who played for the Cavs in the game in question, Anthony Parker and Jamario Moon, there was also one player on Cleveland who would become a Raptor later in his career. Who was that player?
Oh, man.
This is April 6, 2010.
A Cavalier that became a Raptor?
Dan.
Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson is incorrect. His tenure with the Raptors came before this.
Oh, good.
All right, okay.
Vivek, you have a chance to steal.
Again.
Cavalier that became a Raptor. Way back, way back, way back.
I love all of the despair-ridden sighs that are coming out of both of you. It's fantastic. It's how I know I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't. It's just weird. I can't even think back that far, so.
That's fine. Are you passing?
Yeah.
Okay. The correct answer is a player who played a minute and 12 seconds in this game, had a club trillion across the board. Danny Green, baby.
Oh.
Early era Danny Green, before the Cavs gave him away for nothing, and he was amazing for two title teams. All right. Yeah.
I should have guessed that.
Yeah, you probably should have. Anyway, you go into question number 7 with it all tied up at 8 still, and question number 7 sounds like this. This was submitted, by the way, by Dave Goodwin on Twitter. Very, very good question he sent in, and I got two questions out of the thing he sent me. So the next two questions are related. Here is question number 1 of the two, number 7 overall. In as much detail as you can, please detail why former Bull BJ Armstrong was important to the early history of the Toronto Raptors.
Dan. They took him with their first expansion draft pick, and he refused to report.
That is correct. BJ Armstrong was the first pick in the expansion draft by the Raptors. He chose not to report and threw a big hissy fit and got traded, which leads me to the next question, question number 8. After refusing to report to the Raptors, Armstrong was traded to the Golden State Warriors for 5 players. For 1 point, name one of the players involved. If you get one correct, you will have a chance to name all 5 for a total of 5 points.
Dan. Walt Williams.
Walt Williams is incorrect. Vivek, you have a chance to steal. One of the 5 players acquired for BJ Armstrong in the trade with the Warriors that sent Armstrong there at expansion draft night or somewhere around there. Need an answer.
The only player I could think of would probably be Carlos Rogers.
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Carlos Rogers is one of the 5 players that was in that trade. So you get a point for that, Vivek. If you want to try to name the remaining 4 and get extra bonus points, you can try that now. Although, based on your response,
what's the score?
As of right now, it is... You got a point the last round, right, Dan?
Yeah, I got the BJ Armstrong.
That's right. Okay, so now it is 9-9.
Okay.
And Vivek, you can steal points here if you can get the four guys.
Players.
Players.
Yeah, I'm literally just trying to think the same way. It's like, who was a bad player that was on the team? There's only so many.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but I'm going to just say Tony Massenburg.
Tony Massenburg is incorrect. He was the second pick of the expansion draft for the Raptors, and he ended up reporting, so shouts to him. The five players involved in the deal were Carlos Rogers, Victor Alexander, Martin Lewis, Michael McDonald, and Dwayne Whitfield. Didn't really know those four guys existed very much. Although Vince Alexander was traded with Willie Anderson, another expansion draft pick, for Doug Christie and Herb Williams, which was cool. And also, I discovered today that the sixth pick made by the Raptors in the expansion draft was a guy named Doug Smith, which is pretty funny, considering. Shouts to Doug in his book. Can't wait to read it. And
Doug Smith. Yeah. That's how we got him.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll go on to question number 9. The score is still 9-9 after Vivek could not get any extra points on top of the one he got there. And here is the question. Before what Raptors game did the first official We the North commercial hit airwaves for the first time?
Dan. Before game one against Brooklyn in
that
the playoffs.
That is correct. You have moved ahead 10-9 with two questions remaining. Good job there. Question number 10 sounds like this. I didn't have much to add on the We the North thing. I just wanted to throw it in there. Here we go. Marco Bellinelli, previously mentioned, has a pair of nicknames listed on his basketball reference page. One of them is simple. It's just Belly. But for one point, what is the second nickname listed on the former Raptor sharpshooter's basketball reference page? Marco Bellinelli's basketball reference nickname.
Jeez.
Wow.
I really like putting these questions in. Dan, what do you got?
The Italian Stallion.
It is not the Italian Stallion. Unfortunately, Vivek, you have a chance to steal.
I'm going to say the Italian Chef.
It is not the Italian Chef. Unfortunately, the correct answer is the thing everybody calls Marco Bellinelli, the Professional. Did anyone get that? No? Anyone's brains? No. Okay.
Leon.
All right. So we have come down to the final question of the title matchup here in the trivia tournament. 18 months in the making has come down to this, with Dan leading by a score of 10-9, meaning Dan will go first in answering these questions. There are 10 available points here. Anybody's game at this point. 3 strikes available. Strikes do not carry over from the first battle round. So we will begin with Dan. And the question sounds like this. 10 players in Toronto Raptors history have averaged 7.0 or more rebounds per game. 8.0 or more rebounds per game during their tenure with the team. Name those 10 players. Exactly eight rebounds or more.
For their entire time with the team?
Just their time with the team.
Okay.
So we're not looking at any sort of games minimum here. Just guys who averaged 8 or more rebounds per game.
Okay. I'll start with Reggie Evans.
Reggie Evans is incorrect.
Oh, no.
And he only averaged 7.3 rebounds per game.
I can't believe that. Okay.
Yeah, that's a tough one. So that's your first strike. That is your first, yeah. Oh, sorry, it was 7.8. He was very close. He was the first cutoff. He had 7.8. Yeah.
God damn you, Reggie Evans.
Yeah, a common refrain in these parts. So that's your first strike, Dan. We're going to go back over to you, Vivek, and you have a chance to tie it up.
Yeah, Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh is correct. He averaged 9.4 rebounds a game, the all-time leader in per-game rebounds for the team. Dan, over to you.
Antonio Davis.
Antonio Davis is correct. 9.2 boards a game, just behind Chris Bosh. We have a 11-10 score for Dan. Vivek, over to you.
Jonas Valanciunas.
Jonas Valanciunas is correct. 8.4 rebounds ranks him fourth all-time in rebounds per game. Dan, over to you. You're on one strike.
Oliver Miller
is incorrect. I thought he was...
Okay. Yeah,
no, Oliver Miller, way down the list. Where the hell is Oliver... Oh, yeah, 23rd. 6.5 boards a game. I had to scroll down on Basketball Reference just to find him.
My bad.
So that's your second strike, and it's getting dangerous here. The score is 11-11 still? Yeah, 11-11. Vivek, it's back over to you. You have a chance to take the lead. You have no strikes.
Charles Oakley.
Charles Oakley, averaging exactly 8.0 rebounds a game, is correct. Ooh. You've taken the lead, 12-11 overall. Dan, you're on two strikes. If you get this wrong, Vivek will be the champion.
Sure. Donyell Marshall.
Donyell Marshall averaged 8.7 rebounds a game. That is correct. He is third all-time. And it goes back over to Vivek. You've stayed alive, Dan. It's still tied up at 12s. And Vivek, it's back over to you. You have no strikes.
Huh. I feel like this is probably incorrect, but I will say it anyway. This is, you said just as a Raptor, right?
Yes.
Not their, like, whole NBA career?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so probably incorrect, but I'll just say Rajon Nesterovic.
Rajon Nesterovic is incorrect. He comes in somewhere much lower. Where the hell are you, Rajo? What the hell? Where's Rajo? 58th! 4.1 rebounds a game. So
what?
Yeah, I had to control F that motherfucker. so it's a strike for you.
Wow.
Yeah, we're still all tied up at 12s. Dan, it's back over to you. You're sitting on two strikes.
Oh boy. More than 8 per game as a Raptor. Let's say Jesus. No, that's not gonna be right. Let's do no, that's going to be wrong. Let's do... Sorry, I'm just thinking in my head of all these names, and I know that they're less, so it's got to be some, like, low-game guys. Maybe. Okay, this is going to be probably wrong, but let's do Tyler Hansbrough.
Tyler Hansbrough is incorrect.
Ah.
Hansbrough. Yeah, he's 64th with exactly 4 rebounds per game. That is your third strike, Dan.
Psycho team.
Yeah, no, he's slacking. That is your third strike. It's not over yet. The score is 12-12. Vivek, you have one strike, so you have as many guesses as you need. Well, you have two guesses if you get them wrong. But you only need 1 point here. So it's on you. We'll turn it over to you. What is your next guess?
My next guess will probably be JYD.
Jerome JYD Williams is incorrect. He came in at 14th on the list, 7 rebounds exactly a game.
Oh.
So that's your second strike. You now have 1 strike remaining. The score is 12-12. If you get this next guess correct, you will win. If you get it incorrect, I'm going to have to scramble and find a tiebreaker question.
Who else could it be? Centers.
Gonna need an answer.
I don't know, Patrick O'Brien.
Patrick O'Brien? I don't even want to know where he ends up. it's going to depress me, I'm sure.
Unless it's his basement.
He's 150th with 1.8 rebounds per game. So that is your third strike. And what I'm going to do, I think, is just there's still five on the board. So I'm just going to let you guys go back and forth until someone gets one correct. Is that fair? I didn't really plan for a tie break. I figured the enough time for separation to happen here.
Okay, so how does it work? Because I went first.
Yeah, so it'll be like a sudden death thing. Yeah, it'll be like if... Not sudden death. It's like baseball, yeah. Vivek will have a chance in the bottom to counter your incorrect or correct answers.
Okay.
So...
Okay. So do I go first?
Yeah, Dan, it's back over to you.
Okay, I'll just pick the people that I was sure was incorrect. Keon Clark.
Keon Clark is not on the list. He finished 21st in rebounds per game at 6.7. So back over to you, Vivek. And once again, if you get it correct, you will win.
Man, I know this is wrong, but I don't really know who else to say. Amir Johnson?
Amir Johnson is also incorrect. He comes in at 26th all time at 6.3 rebounds a game. Dan, it's back over to you, baby. Working on your fifth strike.
Yeah, thanks. I like this new version. Let's do Kevin Willis.
Kevin Willis is incorrect. He does not come up not anywhere close to the top. Willis. No, control F. He's 19th. 6.8 rebounds a game for old man Kevin. Back over to you, Vivek, once again. Championship on your fingertips. This is how we all die.
Marcus Camby do it, maybe?
Marcus Camby is incorrect. He's 18th all time, 6.8 rebounds a game, the exact same as Kevin Willis. Dan, back over to you with five strikes.
I had a brainwave.
What'd you get?
Popeye Jones.
Is on the list. He is fifth all time at 8.4 rebounds per game, and all of a sudden, Dan is now out ahead of Vivek.
In NBA history.
And Vivek, you have a chance to tie this and prolong whatever the hell this is we're suffering through. Four options on the board. You must get this correct, or Dan is the champion.
Jesus. No pressure, right?
None at all.
You know what? I will go down with Bismack Biyombo.
Bismack Biyombo is 10th on the list. 8.0 rebounds a game. You have stayed alive. Oh, my God. That is correct. What's that? There are three guys left.
Three more names?
Three more names.
I can't believe that.
Dan, we're going back to you. If we go two more rounds each without either of you getting one, I'll come up with a different question.
Okay.
But Dan, you have a guess here. Holy God. Clutch, Vivek. Holy shit.
I'm trying to remember. Are you able to tell us who's been named, or is that cheating?
Yeah, I can do that. Bosch, Antonio Davis, Danielle Marshall, JV, Popeye Jones, Oak, Bismack. Three guys left.
I kind of wish I got it wrong.
How about, I can't believe neither of us said this already. How about Serge Ibaka?
Serge Ibaka is incorrect. He's 13th with 7.1 rebounds per game.
Oh, shit.
I figured as much.
So, Vivek, it's back over to you. You have a chance to win it with a correct answer once again.
Wait.
What?
Kawhi didn't do it, did he?
Is that your guess?
Yes.
Kawhi did not do it. He almost did it. He is 12th on the list, 7.3 boards a game. That's a very good guess. It's an incorrect guess, though. And we go back to Dan.
He got 8th, though, in the playoffs, I think, right?
I think he did, yeah. That seems to ring a bell. I think he got 8 per game against the Milwaukee Bucks per quarter. I don't know. He got lots of rebounds against the Bucks. Dan, back over to you. This will be your last guess. If you can't get this right, I'll give the answers after you two both guess one more time, and then
that's fair.
Find a new question.
I don't know, man.
Only fitting that this battle round takes exactly as long as the first six rounds of the tournament took altogether.
Good lord. Let's try... I don't know. I can't even think of anyone. Let's try Ed Davis.
Ed Davis. It's close. He's 20th. 6.8 boards a game, so not that close. So that's incorrect. Vivek, one more time. I'll go back over to you. If you get it correct, you will win the game.
Yeah. I'm going to try Jermaine O'Neal.
Jermaine O'Neal is 15th all-time, 7.0 rebounds per game. I'm just going to give the answers because, it's gotten to that point. Herb Williams is on this list. He played one game with a team, had 8 rebounds, 8.0 rebounds a game for Herb Williams. Right. Gary Trent in 13 games had 8.0 rebounds a game. And Sean Marion, Dan's favorite player, 8.3 boards a game over 27 games with the team. Sadly, none of you got it.
Sean Marion content.
Mm-hmm. Gotta love the Sean Marion content. All right. All right. How will we go with this as your tiebreaker question? All right. Here we go.
Who is Sean's favorite player?
I mean, I could do that. Just have it be a reflexes thing, but I won't.
Terrence Ross.
All right.
It's over. Yay.
All right. All right. Enough shenanigans. Here we go. The question is... Okay. There's two answers for that one. We shouldn't have two answers. We should have only one answer. Fuck it. We're going to have two answers if you get one of them. You're right. Okay, here we go. There are two Toronto Raptors who have a career three-point percentage of 100. Name one of them. This is with the team.
Dan. Bruno.
Bruno Caboclo is incorrect. Vivek, over to you. If you get this correct on the steal, you will be the champion.
Damn it. I feel like I know this answer.
You're going to be mad if you don't.
No hints.
There's no hint.
Is it Eric Moreland?
Eric Moreland is one of the two correct answers. Vivek Jacob. You have won the 18-month-long marathon that was the Locked On Raptors trivia tournament. Congratulations with the clutch answers all throughout this final matchup. The other correct response, of course, is Nigel Hayes, who is 2 for 2 from downtown. Eric Moreland just 1 for 1. And so Nigel Hayes, really the more prolific of the two shooters, never missed a shot as a Raptor, in fact. Both of his attempts were threes. He made them both, and he will forever be on that top of the list with Moreland, and just one spot ahead of Peja Stojakovic and his 66.7% with the team. Vivek, congratulations. What do you have to say in victory?
My exuberance over that last answer being correct was more about the joy of this now being over than anything else.
Dan... I think the betting money was on you coming in. You've been dominant throughout the tournament, except for when you went up against Justin Rowan for some reason. You just squeaked by there. What do you have to say at the end of this long, hard-fought battle with Vivek?
Oh, Vivek deserved it. He played better than me today. He had some really clutch answers there, things I wouldn't have thought of. Antoine Wright, for God's sake.
Yeah.
I don't know. Congratulations, man. Well done. And Sean? You have to sing. So thanks for putting this whole thing on. It's really fun.
I'd love to do it again. Sorry. I thought you were done.
No, I'm done now.
Continue.
Honestly, I'd love to do it again. I could host it. We could do it in one day.
That's not good content production. You got to have a constant stream of content. I didn't need it when the Raptors had Kawhi. That was the reason that the thing got derailed anyways, no, because they traded for Kawhi, and it was like, oh, no, this is what matters now, not this stupid trivia tournament, but now,
you don't need to make excuses. I'm just saying, I could do it in one day.
Oh, that, again, then you wouldn't get, like, a dozen days of content out of it. There's, like...
That's true.
I think, like, 0.2% of all Locked On Raptors podcasts have been trivia episodes, so that's important. It's a good ratio you got to maintain, and you would not do so with just one episode. So, yeah, that's going to do it, I guess. We'll start this thing back up again in July or something, maybe. I could do maybe Vivek can defend his title over the summer or something. But for now.
I would like to retire a
champion. That's fair. All right, well.
I also think it's only fair that because of the answer that saved me, that I say, hey, Bismack is my father.
Hey, Bismack is all of our fathers, really. Especially LeBron James's father. Well, this has been fun, guys. Thank you so much for coming on the Lockdown Raptors Trivia Tournament. Dan, where can people find your stuff?
Well, right now, you know, I'm kind of in between stuff, but I assume I'll be writing some things at Raptors HQ and also at Slam Danny G on Twitter, which I've taken a little much-needed break from, but I'll be back for the NBA season for sure. That's pretty much it for now.
You couldn't go without just lapping up those tasty morsels on the internet, could you? Just num 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 num, give me the tweets.
I mean, I could, but I won't.
Vivek? Yeah. People know where to find you by now, I would hope. But any last minute gloating you want to do? Anything you've written lately that people should check out?
You can check out my usual stuff on Yahoo Sports Canada. You can follow me on Twitter at @VivekMJacob. As far as the gloating is concerned, I won't say too much. I know we're doing the prop bets soon enough, that podcast soon, and we know that I am now a 2-time defending champion on that.
You are just the winner. You come on these things and you grind out victories, and hey, there's something to be said for that.
Championship V.
You love to see it. You truly do. As Vivek just implied, there will be our Over-Unders podcast with myself, Vivek, and Sahal Abdi coming out later this week, which is very fun. I think we're doing that Thursday afternoon, so keep an eye out for that Thursday around dinner time, probably. And tomorrow I'm doing an episode with Adam Aronson from Liberty Ballers. We're going to talk about the Sixers and sort of tee up the Sixers season and look at all that stuff. And later in the week we'll have Lewis Zatzman on too. I think Katie Heindel's going to pop in. It's going to be a busy week on the show. So stick around for lots of episodes coming up later this week. And thanks everyone who watched on all four people who watched on the Twitter stream. Thanks to you guys for taking an hour of your day to just appease my desire for tedium, and it's very much appreciated. And that's gonna do it. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we will talk to you next time with another episode of Locked On Raptors.